Winning $200,000 would be good for a lot of people, but winning $200,000 in your hometown with a toad sack full of fish even better. And with me today is Anthony Gagliardi. And Anthony, congratulations on a great win at home.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this thing. I mean, you know, if you follow FLW at all, this has to be one of the most exciting weigh-ins, in particular championship day, that you can ever imagine. And you came out on top, and $200,000 is now in your pocket.
I mean, it really was. It was the most exciting weigh-in that, you know, that I've ever seen, much less been a part of. And I bet I've replayed it 20 times in my head at least. I mean, it was so exciting, but there was so much drama. I mean, there were so many people there, so much energy. I mean, it was amazing.
Well, you know, you think about it, and I'm catching you out on the road. You're going to the Strand Series event, so you know, you're not getting to rest too much. But you won this thing at home, and how important was that for you?
I mean, it was great. I mean, if you were ever going to win a big one, I mean, if anywhere, I mean, I'd rather have been there. I mean, you get so few opportunities to, you know, to fish at home and to have a crowd cheering for you. That, I mean, when you do get the opportunity, I mean, to be able to win, it's just, I mean, it's really special. You know, I don't know if I'll even get that opportunity again in my career. So I'm really glad that it happened. And I'm excited for the people there, and I'm excited for myself.
Well, you know, you look at this tournament, and actually, I mean, you look at the total weight that accumulated during this tournament. Tim Carroll's got to be sick with 30 pounds the last day and still coming in, you know, behind a couple of anglers, and you in particular. But you look at this tournament, what a great fishery Murray's become.
Oh, man. It's been overlooked by so many people, you know, these last couple of years. When people talk about Great Lakes in the Southeast or even in the country, I mean, it hardly gets a mention. But, you know, I mean, I have to put it up there with any lake in the country. I mean, these past few years have just been phenomenal with big bags that have been weighed in and small tournaments, as well as some of these larger tournaments. I mean, it's a testament to that fishery.
Well, you think about it. I mean, the big drawdown to fix the dam, you know, of course, eradication of all the vegetation in the lake, it kind of changed the bite. And I know that, you know, the jig, a crankbait, a lot of the big baits that have been, you know, in years past been appropriate down there really came to play in this tournament.
Right. I mean, the absence of the grass was, you know, that was the biggest change from the last time that FLW was there. And, you know, that's one reason that I prepared for this tournament the way I did, was knowing that, you know, all these fish were used to having that grass as habitat, and now it was gone. They were going to look for some kind of alternative. So that's what I set out to do in my practice, was just to make sure, you know, I found some cover and some structure out there in that deeper water that the grass that typically had been relating, the fish that typically have been relating to the grass were going to use. So that's what I did in my practice.
Well, you know, it wasn't too long ago you won another event on Kentucky Lake throwing a crankbait, and I know you threw a crankbait a little bit in this event, but what was your go-to bait in the tournament?
You know, it was kind of a mixture throughout the first part of the tournament. I caught some on a drop shot. My big fish bait, I mean, consistently through the tournament was the jig. And, you know, I caught my biggest fish the first 2 days on a jig. And then, you know, as I made it into the final round, the crankbait started coming into play more. I was fishing a Brian's B10. I only had one place that the crankbait was good, but I caught my biggest fish there on the Brian's on the day three. And then on day four, I caught three of the fish that I weighed, and three of those big ones came on that crankbait off that one spot. And, of course, my other two came off the jig.
Well, let's talk about the jig a little bit. Was there anything special about it, and what color were you throwing?
It's a half-ounce all-terrain black jig, and I'm using a black with red flake trailer. I mean, it's pretty much just a standard jig. I think it's where I'm fishing. You know, I was targeting areas in a little bit deeper water than most people, trying to find some places, you know, at the mouth of the creek or secondary point, something that those fish would be using as they work their way in to get ready to spawn. And at the same time, I feel that a lot of those fish that had moved up shallow during that warm weather the previous week, they were pulling back out on these same places as this cold weather pushed them out. So, you know, I was kind of getting the benefit of having fish coming from both directions, and I think that's part of the reason why I never really felt like I was risking running out of fish. I always had enough places, and I felt like I had fish coming both directions that would keep those spots replenished.
Well, you know, sometimes people think about the home field advantage, and they say, boy, that's a big advantage to people, and it sounds like it was to you in this tournament, but it can also hurt you because you have too many spots, right?
It could, and I think that, you know, one reason that it didn't hurt me that much was the fact that the lake was loaded. I mean, we had lake itself 12-foot loaded, which makes a lot of the places that I used to know about and that I used to know were good, they're not, I mean, they're too shallow. The fish wouldn't be holding in them, so I had to make sure that I went out and spent time to basically relearn the lake at that water level and find new places and new structure. And so I think that, you know, looking back at prior tournaments and prior history when you fish a lake, a lot of people, you know, you rely on where you caught fish in the past. And so that wasn't the case here because, I mean, those places weren't the right depths on. So I had to go out and force myself to find new spots.
Well, you know, you look now at the rankings, the Bass Fan World Rankings, and you're already in a great position, but you should move up a little bit, I would think. And having the great year you had last year, now on top of it, getting this big win here, this has got to help you.
Oh, absolutely. And I keep up with the rankings, I mean, religiously. And I do feel that, I mean, I should move up a little bit. I don't know. It's hard to say how much. When you start getting up there near the top like that, the point spreads are a little bit wider, and it's harder to move up and down rapidly. So, I mean, I don't know how much I'll move, but definitely, I mean, I'm sure it'll help me.
Well, I know we kind of kidded a little bit about this in times past when you and I've talked. You know, everybody's saying, well, I think maybe this year is going to be Anthony's breakout year, or maybe, oh, you know, I think this year will be his breakout year. There's no question. You broke out, man. You're out there.
Yeah, I have. You know, these past couple of years, I have heard that a number of times. You know, the next season is going to be my breakout year, but you know, I don't think the people will be saying that anymore. At least I don't hope. I feel that this kind of gets me over that hump that we've been talking about at Top Gun, and I feel real good about the rest of this season as well.
Well, a lot of good tournaments coming up, of course, at the FLW Tour goes to Pickwick next, and might play exactly the same kind of cards there, I would think.
It's quite possible. You know, I'm not sure what their weather patterns have been out there lately, but, you know, I do have the benefit of just having been there in the EverStar Championship last year, so I'm a little bit familiar with it. Haven't been there in the past couple months, but I'm sure I'll have to go out there and find something that'll work for me in this tournament. But I mean, looking past Pickwick, I mean, we got Beaver Lake after that, which I always feel comfortable Beaver, and of course Kentucky Lake was the last time that we visited there. You know, that's where I came away with my first win. So you know, there's a lot of positives down the road this year.
Well, now you got to start thinking about FLW Angler of the Year. Not to put the jinx on you, but that would be a nice one to get too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I stand a good shot. I mean, I have to admit, I mean, when I look at the rest of the schedule and my position right now that I'm in, I have to admit there's going to be a good opportunity for me, barring any major disaster here at Pickwick. You know, I think I'll have a legitimate shot at it.
Well, what, you know, now you just recently got married, and you know, your wife's a school teacher, and she's got to be happy with a couple hundred thousand in the checkbook. And then, you know, you're getting ready. You're still fishing some of the strength events, but it's really about the FLW series to you now, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we got the tour going on now, and you know, the series is about to start here in the next month, so I'm really looking forward to the start of that. I think it's going to be an outstanding trail, and that schedule looks really good, and I think it looks really good for me and the lakes they go to. I think they'll suit my style, and you know, I always like to fish in the fall, and having two tournaments in the fall, I think will be great. It allows people that are diverse and have a lot of techniques, it allows them to shine, because you're not just fishing strictly springtime tournaments like some trails. You know, you have to be versatile to compete on a trail, you know, that covers a couple different seasons.
Well, Anthony, I wish you all the best. Congratulations on a great win. Good luck down at West Point. I know you're heading down there now, and we look forward to talking to you after the next one.
I do too. That sounds great, Terry. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.